didn't see many of those.
Oh, they were all made out of leather, huh?
No, they were all, well, just hardly ever seen one.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called a hackamore now?
Yeah, that's a hackamore.
That's the rope one, huh? When you're driving a team, what do you call the bar that goes in back of each horse?
A breeching.
Now, is this a strap that fits around his hindquarters?
Yeah.
And how about that wooden bar that fits behind him? And the chains come down to it?
That's a saddle tree, I guess.
Uh-huh. And then this hooks to what?
Well, it can be hooked to the wagon.
What if you have a two-horse team?
That's hooked to the wagon, and that's a... There's a saddle tree, and then there's a double tree that the saddle tree hooks on.
Uh-huh.
And then the breast yoke.
Uh-huh.
It comes in front to hold up the tongue of the wagon.
That supports the wagon tongue and the horse's shoulders, huh?
Tell me what they want to know, all those questions.
Well, these things are disappearing. For example, how many times lately have you talked about a single tree?
It'll soon be gone. Huh?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but these terms differ in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
For example, now we talked about a wagon. On a wagon you hold the lines.
Yeah.
On a saddle horse you hold the reins.
Yeah.
Now you get up north and you may find that the man will say, well, on a wagon you hold the lines, on a saddle horse you hold the lines. In other words, he doesn't make any distinction in this. And I noticed you said you called it the band underneath the saddle, a girt.
Yeah.
Well, in parts of the state, you'll find that's called a belly band, or a cinch, or these are the only ones
I can see. The strap that goes on the left-hand side is what you call cinch strap.
Uh-huh.
And the other side, the right-hand side, now we're talking about a horse that's saddled up.
Uh-huh.
That's a latigo.
A latigo. Huh. Well, now, it's interesting to me that you say the cinch is one strap, and these other people call the whole thing a cinch. In other words, you're more specialized in it than they are. But these things, of course, are interesting.
Yeah.
And, well, when do you get them? Do you get them when they occur, or do you wait till they no longer occur? But this is just the purpose of the interview, things like this, and then as we go along, I'll get other things too.
Yeah.
For example, if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and you feel your stomach is going round and round and round, what do you say? You say, I'm a little bit sick. How?
Say, got stomachache.
Yeah. You ever use the expression, I'm sick, and then explain where you're sick?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Would you say you're sick at your stomach, or sick to your stomach, or sick in your stomach? Or?
Right. You're sick at your stomach.
Uh-huh. Now, where I grew up part of the time in Michigan. And up there, I was always sick to my stomach. And you're sick at your stomach. And it's interesting to people to see how these terms spread.
Yeah.
Just the way other things spread. And if this gets too bad, and you're afraid you can't hold it down, you say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go away and do what?
Well, I would.
Now, when I was in